Well, it is Tuesday of the ninth week of Ordinary Time, and it is also the first day of June. So this is a powerful day. This is usually the month of the Sacred Heart. So we are in that month. And of course, the Sacred Heart also is focused on the mercy of God. And that's one of our most powerful messages as Catholics. And that is that we're called to communicate the mercy of God. And if we're not doing that, then we're not doing what God calls us to do. In a matter of fact, one of the things that you will find in the Old Testament is that powerful saying, "It is mercy I desire and not sacrifice." The passage is most known from the Gospels, Matthew 9:13, but it actually refers to several places in the Old Testament, Hosea 6:6, for example, where we see, "For it is loyalty that I desire and not sacrifice, and knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings." You can say, well, that's not the same thing as using the term mercy. No, but it is the same thing as being obedient to God. And of course, we all know that the prime commandments are love God and love neighbor. So we're called to do that more than anything else. And we also know that love covers a multitude of sins. We find that as well. And therefore, what that means is that if we are truly living the gospel as we are called to do, truly living our faith as we're called to do, we're living our faith in a way that transforms people. But we can't live our faith transforming people if we're not understanding what, in fact, our faith is all about. So one of the things, it's a little project I'm working on. I'm trying to find out why there has always been, and I'm talking for generations, this focus mostly on following a certain moral pattern without prayer. If we're doing the right thing, and by the way, you should pray too. No, actually, prayer needs to be first, because if you are praying first, you will end up doing the right thing. The reverse is not necessarily true. And when we are people of prayer, then one of the things that we do is we learn what it is that God wants us to do. And you're going to find very strongly in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, our call to live the faith is primary, and our worship leads us to live the faith. I talked a little bit about this morning, but what I mean is we really need to be people who explore prayer well. If you are, well, first of all, I always understand that people who are listening right now may or may not be Catholic, may or may not be Christian, most likely are unchurched, which is one of the explanations I've given, that the audience that listens to this program is different than the audience that listens a little further in the higher end of the dial down the road a piece, because that radio station is focused mostly specifically to Catholics, whereas this one is focused to anyone who will listen, many of whom are Christian, and many of whom are in fact unchurched. So I want to speak to the audience that is listening. And one of the things that I really think that we need to understand, those of us who are Catholic listening to this, those who are Christian listening to this, those who are unchurched listening to this, whatever the case may be, that we really have that mission to explore prayer. And how do we explore prayer? We begin by praying. Really that simple. How do you learn how to ride a bicycle? That's how. You ride a bicycle. Usually someone helps you out. You got the training wheels, you got the whole bit. But in the meantime, you cannot sit in a classroom and learn how to ride a bicycle. You need to be able to get on a bicycle to learn it. And one of the reasons is because the process of learning to ride a bicycle is actually your body acclimating itself to the whole balance issues that become part of bicycle riding. You add on top of that the science of the gyroscope, which is basically the bicycle wheels, and we got all of that come together. But your body has to learn how to balance itself on this bicycle. That's got to be a mandate from square one. So you can't learn that in a classroom. But once you learn that, as that saying goes, once you learn a bicycle, you always learn how to ride a bicycle. You never forget. Well, we continue that with prayer. How we're called to be people of prayer, and how we pray is by doing exactly that, by praying. Now, of course, we have different forms of prayer. We have the more formal prayers, such as the Our Father and the Hail Mary and the Glory Be to the Father, which are common to the Rosary. And we've got Mass, which is a form of prayer. For those of you who aren't Catholic, there are also other services, as they call them, which are also parts of listening to the Word of God, listening to the homily or sermon they offer in whatever church you may be, and then being people of prayer. But being personally seeking true prayer and actually opening yourself up to the transformational power of God is essential to us becoming who we're called to be. And if we only understand our faith strictly on an academic or a classroom concept, then we'll never truly understand our faith. But prayer is as personal as anything else we do. I'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Malston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
For in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
We now have a regular poll question for you to give your input in current issues affecting the church. This week we ask, should the U.S. bishops call for priests to deny President Joe Biden the Eucharist? You can answer our poll at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Let us know what you think, and we will give the results next week. And, of course, CatholicAudioMedia.com is, in fact, the website for the radio show and the parish, St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Check that out. And that also, if you click on parish, by the way, will go to the actual website of the parish itself. But if you go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, you will find archives of the show. You can give us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can do all kinds of things over there. Join our Substack newsletter, all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So our prayer is an essential part of being Catholic, and it is a more important part than following the proper way to live, because if we pray, we will grow in our ability to follow the proper way to live. If we don't pray, we will eventually come to a clash on how we're living based on how we believe. And what I mean is, if we're not praying, then we're really just going to follow rules to a point. And you can only follow rules so far. And if you don't have a reason to do it, you eventually stop doing it. That's why many people begin a good practice of whatever it might be, a good habit, and then eventually they fall away because they don't have that motivation to continue. But when we root ourselves in prayer, and we learn how to pray all the time. So, for example, one of the things you may do is you may get involved in, you may be going someplace, and you may be concerned about being led off the track wherever you might be going. Maybe you're going to a mall and you don't want to end up in the wrong store. I know that's a really horrendous example, but it's off the top of my head. So maybe you're going to a mall and you don't want to end up in the wrong store. So you're praying, not like, you know, desperately praying, oh Lord, help me. No, it's just like, oh Lord, I'm asking you to guide me to go where you want me to go today, or guide me to go where it's best for me to go, or better yet, please don't let me go where I don't belong. And those kind of prayers bring together your prayer and your comportment, your behavior, your attitudes, your actions. All of that comes together because what you're doing is you're inviting the Lord into your day and asking him to guide your day or your activity or whatever the case may be. And that's a central part of who we are. If you separate those two elements, so your whole focus is just doing the right thing, you're not going to ultimately have the strength to do it over time. You'll have the strength to do it for a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years, but there'll come a point where you say, I'm done. Because you don't have the proper motivation at the bottom of it. The motivation comes to us through prayer. So when we begin our prayer, when we root ourselves in prayer, when we ask God's guidance in prayer, and we really make prayer an essential part of our lives, that's going to be a central, a guiding force, and it's going to be the Lord coming into our lives. And the more we pray, the more we're going to grow in our prayer. One of the common practices that many people believe in, that if you were to go someplace where people don't believe in God and say you engage in this practice, they're just going to look at you and then go, okay, very good. Well, we're not going to make you any major part of our society over here because they're not going to understand it. And that is to pray to your guardian angel and ask your guardian angel for guidance. I mean, that's Bishop Athanasius Snyder talks about this as well. That's something that you can actually do, these things. But those all come from an adventure in prayer. And prayer is so essential to what we do. It is key that we are praying to the Lord Jesus. We are asking the Lord. We're asking Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're praying to Mary and the saints. And remember that we're praying to them as fellow members of the church. They're in the church. And we are praying, asking them to pray for you as you would ask any other member of the church to do that. That's the Catholic relationship with the saints. And that's what we do because prayer guides us and leads us to be in contact with God. So that's a prime consideration. We'll talk more tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.